Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Dub Siren workflow in Ableton Live 12 that gives you that timeless jungle and old-school DNB roller energy without cluttering the mix. The big idea here is simple. The Dub Siren is not the main melody. It's a rhythmic punctuation mark. Think of it like a voice in the track that calls out, answers the drums, and keeps tension moving between phrases. If you can hum it like a full hook, it's probably too busy for this style. We want it short, hypnotic, a little raw, and very purposeful. Let's start by setting up the session properly. Open a blank Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to around 172 BPM. That's right in the sweet spot for classic roller-driven jungle and old-school DNB vibes. Create a MIDI track and name it Dub Siren. Then create an audio track called Siren Resample. If you want, add another audio track for printing quick ideas, but one resample track is enough to get started. Organize the project early. Color code your drums, bass, and effects so you can find the siren quickly. This matters more than people think, because in DNB, speed and clarity help you stay creative. Also, keep your master output clean. Don't make the siren too loud while you're designing it. Leave some headroom so the track stays controlled. Now on the Dub Siren MIDI track, load operator. You could use Waveitable too, but operator is really beginner-friendly and gets the job done fast. Start simple. Use a sine or triangle wave on oscillator A. Turn oscillator B off for now. We're aiming for a tone that's piercing but not too aggressive right away. Set the amp envelope with a quick attack, a medium decay, low sustain, and a short release, so the note hits fast, speaks clearly, and gets out of the way. A good starting point is attack almost at zero, release somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds, and keep the sound punchy. Next, add auto filter after operator. Try a low pass 24 filter first, or a band pass if you want a more hollow, classic dubby tone. Keep the cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz as a starting range, and add a little resonance so it gets that whistling, warning signal character. Don't overdo resonance yet. We want character, not pain. After that, add saturator. Turn on soft clip. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and compensate the output so the level stays under control. This is a great move for old-school textures, because it gives the siren a bit of attitude and makes it feel more like a real system-ready sound. Then add echo or delay. Set the timing to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Keep the feedback moderate, and filter the delay so the lows are cut and the top end is softened a bit. Use a dry/wet amount that feels like a throw, not a wash. Somewhere around 10 to 25% on the live sound is a good place to begin. At this stage, you already have the basic Dub Siren voice. Now we make it musical. Write a very short MIDI phrase. Keep it tight. A Dub Siren works best when it repeats and breathes, not when it rambles. Try a 1-bar or 2-bar idea using only 2 to 4 notes. For a beginner-friendly roller vibe, start with a note on beat 1, another note a little later in the bar, and then an answer note at the end. Leave space. The space is part of the groove. For note choices, use the root, the minor third, or the perfect fifth if you want that classic dark tension. You can also jump an octave for a stronger call and response feel. If you want a more jungle flavor, stay in a minor scale and keep the phrase sparse. Here's the key mindset. The siren should feel like a vocal ad-lib, not a lead line. In DNB, the drums and bass already carry the weight, so the siren just needs to punctuate the rhythm and create pressure. Now let's add movement, because that's where it starts sounding alive. Use pitch bend if you want quick rising and falling gestures. You can also automate pitch or use LFO if you're working in Waveitable, but for a beginner workflow, pitch bend is a very easy win. Keep the range modest if you want subtle movement, maybe plus or minus 2 semitones. If you want a more dramatic jungle-style rise, you can go wider, around plus or minus 5 semitones. Another great move is to automate the filter cutoff so each hit breathes a little differently. Even a small sweep from around 1 kHz up to 6 kHz can make the siren feel more expressive. A nice classic trick is to let the siren rise into a snare or answer the snare in the second half of the bar. That makes it feel like it's part of the drum conversation. Once the sound is working, print it. This is where the sampling workflow becomes powerful. On the Siren Resample audio track, set audio from to the Dub Siren track. Arm the audio track and record a few bars of your siren pattern. You now have a real audio phrase instead of just a live synth patch. That means you can edit it faster, chop it, reverse it, stretch it, and arrange it like a proper sample. This is a big deal for workflow. Resampling helps you commit to the sound, and once it's audio, you can move way faster as an arranger. It also lets you create a library of usable siren variations for future tracks. After recording, open the clip and tighten the start and end points. If the tail is long and messy, trim it unless you specifically want that washed-out dub feel. In clip view, turn warp on if needed. If the rhythm needs to stay tight, beats mode is a good choice. If you want a more natural pitch texture, Complex Pro can work, but use it carefully because it can smooth out some of the edge. Now treat the printed siren like a sample source. Duplicate it across 2 or 4 bars. Mute small sections. Slice the phrase into pieces. Think in terms of function. 1 intro stab. 1 rising answer. 1 delayed tail. 1 final hit before a drop or switch up. That's the old school mindset right there. You're not just making a sound. You're turning a sound into arrangement material. Now let's place it where it actually helps the tune. In a roller, the siren should support phrasing, not sit on top of everything every bar. Use it at the ends of 8-bar or 16-bar phrases. Put a sparse hit in the intro. Let it answer the bass in the main groove. Use it before a break edit or a snare fill. Then pull it back so the drums can breathe again. A really solid structure could look like this in your head. First, a filtered intro with a teaser siren. Then the bass enters and the siren answers every 4 bars. Then in the main roller section, the siren only shows up at phrase endings. And finally, use a switch up or 1-bar fill to push into the next section. That works so well in DNB because the listener feels the structure, even when the arrangement is minimal. The siren becomes a marker. It tells the ear, we're moving somewhere now. Now we bring in automation for tension and release. The most useful automation targets are auto filter cutoff, echo dry slash wet, reverb amount if you're using it, saturator drive, and track volume. You do not need to automate everything at once. Pick 1 or 2 moves per section. For example, on the last hit of an 8-bar phrase, you might raise echo dry slash wet from 10% to 35%, or during a buildup, sweep the filter cutoff from around 1.2 kHz to 5 kHz. If you want the drop version to feel a little harder, increase saturator drive by just 1 to 3 dB. Small changes go a long way here. The goal is to sound intentional, like a vocal ad-lib that follows the groove, not random effects movement. Now let's make sure the siren sits properly in the mix. Use EQ8 on the siren track. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 300 hz so it doesn't fight the bass. If it gets harsh, tame a bit of the 2.5 to 5 kHz range. If it's too piercing, use a narrow cut rather than dulling the whole sound. Pay attention to stereo too. The main body of the siren is often better kept fairly centered or mono-friendly. Use delay and reverb for width instead of making the chordtone too wide. That keeps the mix solid, especially when the bass line and drums are doing a lot of work. If the siren is clashing with the snare, don't just EQ it. Try moving it a few milliseconds earlier or later. Sometimes timing fixes more than tone. That's a very readable producer move, and it's especially useful in drum and bass, where the groove is all about micro placement. If you want to push the sound darker and heavier, here are a few smart variations. You can layer a second siren quietly an octave lower for body, but keep it subtle and filtered so it doesn't become a synth lead. You can also run saturation before delay for a grittier, more underground feel. If the siren is getting in the way of the groove, use gentle sidechain compression keyed from the kick or snare. Keep it light, just enough to tuck the siren out of the way when the drums hit. Another great trick is to print multiple versions while you work. Make 1 dry version, 1 with delay, 1 with filter movement, and 1 with extra saturation. That gives you options later, and you don't have to rebuild the sound every time you want a different vibe. And if you want that extra old-school touch, try a reverse response. Reverse a printed siren chop and place it before a hit. That's a great pre-snare tension cue, especially in jungle-style transitions. Now, a quick practical workflow to lock this in. Set the project to 172 BPM. Build 1 dub siren with operator, auto filter, saturator, and echo. Write a 2-bar phrase using just 3 notes. Resample it to audio. Then chop the audio into 3 usable parts, a short intro stab, a rising answer, and a delayed tail. Place those over a simple drum loop. Use 1 hit in the intro, 1 hit before the snare, and 1 hit at the end of every 4-bar phrase. Then high pass the siren with EQ8 and automate the echo on the final hit. That's the whole idea in practice. Build, print, chop, arrange, and refine. Before we wrap up, remember the biggest beginner mistake here. Don't make the siren too melodic. If you can hum it like a full tune, it's probably too busy. In roller DNB, less is usually more. A few strong notes, A bit of motion and the right placement will feel much more powerful than a complex line. So the takeaway is this. Make the siren short, repetitive, rhythmic, and useful. Resample it so you can edit it like a real sample. Place it at phrase endings. Use filter, delay, saturation, and EQ to give it character without stealing the spotlight. In jungle and old school DnB, the best sirens don't dominate the track. They lean into the groove and make the whole tune feel alive. All right, now it's your turn. Build one dub siren, print 3 variations, and drop them into a 16-bar roller loop. Keep it simple, keep it nasty, and let the momentum do the talking.